Cause remains under investigation after a house fire in Plain Township claimed the life of a four-year-old Friday evening. The blaze was reported just after 5 o'clock at a home in the 2500 block of Cathy Drive Northeast. Authorities say an adult man and two children were rescued and taken to local hospitals. One of the children died shortly after arriving. The man listed in stable condition. The second child remains in critical but stable condition. The Stark County Sheriff's Office and State Fire Marshal's Office are investigating. Multiple fire departments assisted at the scene. A hit-and-run driver remains at large after a crash that has claimed the life of a Bethlehem Township man. Highway Patrol says 79-year-old Gregory Kutcher died Thursday at Mercy Hospital from injuries suffered in the May 23rd incident on Hudson Drive Southwest. Troopers say Kutcher, Janet Ellis, and another motorist had stopped after a vehicle struck a tree and left it blocking the roadway. While the three were standing near the downed tree, an eastbound vehicle crashed into it, causing the tree to strike and injure them. Investigators looking for a small, light-colored four-door sedan and ask anyone with information to contact the Highway Patrol. No one was hurt after gunfire broke out Thursday night in Canton. Police initially responded just after 10 to the 2200 block of 9th Street Southwest on reports people ran from a home and opened fire. Neighbors later told officers those involved came from an alley next to the house. Police discovered signs a party had been taking place behind the home. Witnesses said a pastor in a white car fired multiple rounds before leaving the area. Six shell casings were recovered. Police found no property damage. Canton man who allegedly threatened to shoot up a Perry Township business has pleaded not guilty. 21-year-old Jameson Clark arraigned Friday in Canton Municipal Court. Faces charges including making terroristic threats, inducing panic, and aggravated menacing. Clark being held on $50,000 bond. He's accused of threatening Octa Pharma Plasma Wednesday morning, prompting a lockdown. A preliminary hearing set for June 5th. Lawsuit filed against the Louisville School District claims a preschool student was left on a district van for hours last August. The family attorney said the North Nimishillen Elementary student remained on the vehicle for nearly 3 hours while the driver finished routes, then for about an hour at the driver's home. The driver reportedly did not realize the nonverbal autistic boy was still on the van until a staff member noticed he had never made it to school. Superintendent Michelle Schaefer said district procedures were not followed. Suit also claims video from the van was damaged, deleted, or recorded over. Attorneys say the incident came 2 days after an aide allegedly attempted to drop off the wrong child to the boy's mother on the second day of school. Teen sentenced on child pornography-related charges will spend 5 to 7.5 years in prison. 19-year-old Xavier Williams pleaded guilty May 21st to multiple counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor and was sentenced by Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer. The case involved the sale, distribution, and possession of obscene material involving a minor between October 2024 and last May. Williams was also given 5 years probation in order to register as a Tier 2 sex offender. Nearly 70 acres of the former Sanctuary Golf Course in Plain Township will be developed into senior housing and single-family homes after trustees approved a rezoning plan. Repository reports the vote came during a Thursday meeting. Developers say the plan addresses housing needs while some residents raise concerns about traffic and density. The project calls for assisted living, senior apartments, and more than 50 homes. Downtown Canton getting a major facelift now that the former main library has been demolished. Officials gathered Thursday afternoon for a ceremonial groundbreaking to kick off construction of a $54 million facility. Library services have temporarily moved to the former Nationwide building. 70,000-square-foot hub will open in the summer of 2028, featuring new meeting rooms, green spaces, and new technology. Dozens of Columbiana County residents packed a public meeting Thursday night to voice concerns and support for a new data center and power plant. Proposed 510-acre Zaharis development in Yellow Creek Township promises to generate its own electricity without affecting local power prices. WKBN-TV reports company officials at the meeting stated there's a 90% chance the project moves forward. Youngstown police say a man is charged with murder after a deadly shooting early Wednesday. 22-year-old Darius Smith was arrested at the scene after officers were called to the 900 block of East Dewey Avenue on the city's south side. Officers found a man shot to death inside a home. Smith was arraigned in municipal court Friday afternoon with bond set at $1 million. The victim's name has not been released. Federal prosecutors say a Youngstown woman provided multiple firearms to convicted felons over a period of more than a year. 31-year-old Indonesia Terry was indicted May 14th on two counts of transfer of a firearm to a prohibited person. The indictment alleges she provided an AK-47-style rifle, 45-caliber pistol, and 9-millimeter handgun to two people who were not legally allowed to have weapons.